Thank you and good afternoon. Mendocino deputies responded to a residence on Meadow Lane in the Laytonville area in what Mendocino Sheriff Tom Allman described as a brutal and graphic scene of a double murder on Sunday night. 19-year-old Taylan Clark Barton, the attacker, was under foster-type care at the Meadow Lane residence. At 15 minutes just past midnight, Barton picked up a kitchen knife and went inside the bedroom of a 17-year-old juvenile boy. After a brief struggle, Barton fatally stabbed the 17-year-old. A 54-year-old woman came to help, but Barton started to attack the woman as well. She alerted the entire house, and a 52-year-old man came to aid the woman in restraining Barton, but he sustained fatal stab wounds. Barton then continuously stabbed another 52-year-old male, who also resided in the residence. Two juvenile females who also stayed at the house were ordered by Barton not to call 911 until 8 o'clock in the morning when he would be able to find transportation out of the area. The two girls convinced Barton to call 911, and he kept in touch with deputies while en route to the scene. A deputy administered pressure to the 54-year-old woman's neck where she suffered one of her stab wounds, and her along with the second 52-year-old male were flown to an out-of-area hospital where they were listed in critical but stable condition. Barton admitted to deputies on scene that he was responsible for the stabbings, and deputies also learned that Barton weeks prior had confided with an unknown person and was quoted as saying that he wanted to kill some people. That information was never brought to the attention of the sheriff's office. Barton was booked into county jail on homicide, amongst other violent charges. On Saturday, a memorial service was held for the two U.S. Forest firefighters that passed away in a fatal car crash near Kemptu on July 9th. Multiple law enforcement, firefighting, and ambulance personnel across the county filed into the Arcata Community Center parking lot around noon on Saturday to honor 29-year-old Dale Mendez and 19-year-old Jason Price Jr. Mendez and Price were found deceased inside a black SUV that was submerged in the Trinity River near Kemptu Beach. It still remains unclear at this point how the car ended up in the river, but Mendez and Price left work on the night of July 8th and did not return the next morning. On Sunday, 24-year-old Nathan Nyberg was arrested for DUI after being thrown from his motorcycle and sustaining major injuries while headed southbound on Loop Road. Nyberg was going at a high rate of speed on Loop Road south of Strawberry Lane when he failed to make a sharp turn in the roadway and was thrown from his motorcycle. Nyberg was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna, and he was arrested for misdemeanor DUI. He remains under hospital care. John Driscoll, a North Coast representative for Congressman Jared Huffman, was at the Eureka Rotary Club today and honored four members who coordinated the local honors flight effort. Pat Fulkins, Greg Garner, Steve Justice, and John Macbeth were instrumental in the honors flight effort as they took veterans from Humboldt, Trinity, and Del Norte counties to Washington, D.C. to view the World War II and Korean War memorials. A total of 7 honor flights have been taken in the past couple of years. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A two-vehicle collision occurred on Highway 199 just south of the Oregon border that resulted in the fatality of an Arcata resident Friday afternoon. A Toyota driven by the victim was headed northbound with 4 other Arcata passengers when the driver of a Ford pickup truck headed southbound lost control of her vehicle and drove off the west edge. The truck then collided with the Toyota and the driver suffered fatal injuries. All parties involved were taken to the Three Rivers Hospital in Grants Pass, Oregon, and Highway 199 was closed for 2 hours while law enforcement were on scene. The victim's name has not been identified at this time. On Friday, 2 suspects were booked into Humboldt County Jail after a volatile vehicle pursuit that started in Fortuna. 28-year-old John Cranzi, along with passenger 21-year-old Crystal LaPelle, were seen by a Fortuna officer in a stolen vehicle in the area of 12th Street and Newburgh Road. The officer trailed the vehicle until enough backup arrived to conduct a traffic stop. The vehicle then drove off on Highway 101 and reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, crashing into a CHP vehicle in the process. The vehicle pursuit ended when Cranzi drove the vehicle into a heavily wooded area off of Blue Spruce Drive near Humboldt Hill. LaPelle and Cranzi then fled on foot, but a canine unit was able to quickly detain LaPelle and she was booked into county jail. A manhunt for Cranzi lasted for hours despite aid from Eureka Police, Humboldt deputies, and a helicopter. The canine unit, however, was redeployed and was able to locate Cranzi. Cranzi was detained and then booked into county jail on multiple charges. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.